from KQED.
This is the California Report. Good morning. I'm John Sepulveda. We begin in rural San Diego County looking for an old dirt path. For years, undocumented people coming into California took the trail we're looking for. It runs through a valley, and it happens to be that during high school, I lived out here. In my early mornings on my walk to basketball practice, I would hear people moving swiftly through the bushes, relaying hushed messages in Spanish. When the undocumented weren't here, the Border Patrol was, especially in the afternoons. There was a time when you could hear their radios and smell their cigarettes carry in the air. But today, it is only the smell of recent rains and the sound of frogs and a far-off road that bounce off the hills in this valley. These sounds have changed because of tougher immigration policies, including a border fence a few miles from here. We're going to be hearing from people who support these types of policies in just a few moments. But now we go to San Francisco. It's there that city officials have filed suit against President Donald Trump over policies that would strip federal funding from sanctuary cities. Marisa Lagos from KQED's California Politics and Government Desk reports.
The lawsuit takes aim at President Trump's move to punish cities and counties like San Francisco that refuse to let local police enforce federal immigration law. Trump wants to withhold federal grants from the more than 300 cities and counties throughout the nation that have sanctuary policies. In San Francisco, that could mean as much as $1 billion a year. The order is unconstitutional, says San Francisco City Attorney Dennis Herrera.
No president can commandeer the local police force and turn it into the deportation arm of the federal government. Beyond being unlawful, President Trump's executive order undermines the foundation of our communities, which are built on trust, hard work, and open communication.
Loyola Marymount Law Professor Jessica Levinson says the city probably has a strong case.
They're suing in part based on the 10th Amendment of the Constitution. The 10th Amendment basically says all the powers that are not given to the federal government are reserved in the states. And part of what the Supreme Court has interpreted the 10th Amendment to mean is that the federal government can't force a local police force to become an arm of the federal government.
Levinson says it's likely other sanctuary cities will challenge Trump's order in court as well. For the California Report, I'm Marisa Lagos.
Now, as we talk about immigration policy this week, we want you to consider this number, 48. According to Quinnipiac University, that's the percentage of Americans who support the ban of immigrants from Muslim countries. Here's another number, 53. That is the percentage of Americans who say that Muslims should register with the federal government. We sent reporter Molly Peterson to talk to people in the Inland Empire who, like about half of the country, support President Trump's immigration policies.
At the Riverside Municipal Airport, I meet a guy in a Harley Davidson t-shirt with a small arrow earring through one ear, William Mojica.
If you have nothing to hide, why you make all this brouhaha about, oh, they made me wait from the airport? Dude, really? It's only going to be one day. Trump, he's a little rough around the edges, but you got to give him a chance. He's trying to protect us from all this mass murder that's going on. You get that couple from San Bernardino that the gentleman was traveling back and forth. Him and the wife, they wound up killing poor innocent people. It's like you're putting extra police on the whole country, and I like that.
Further east at a Starbucks, a 27-year-old former Marine sits down with me, cradling a coffee as tall as my forearm.
My name is Mario Herrera. I live in the city of Murrieta, and I am president of the Riverside County Young Republicans. I think everyone can agree that most refugees, the majority of them, I think, are good people. There have been stories where people have been caught trying to come into this country on a refugee status with plans to carry out certain attacks. So I think we need to be proactive rather than reactive.
Herrera grew up here, brought to the U.S. by his parents from Jalisco, Mexico. And he says you might be surprised by who agrees with him here in Riverside County.
None of my Hispanic friends oppose Donald Trump. It's all of my white friends that oppose him.
But sitting in the office of his family-owned business, Don Clymer Jr. is a big fan. A libertarian and a Republican, he says citizens have more rights than visitors, including lawful permanent residents like his wife.
Being married to someone who legally immigrated to this country, my wife of 19 years, wonderful woman. She's a immigrant from Zacatecas, Mexico. Every 10 years, she's got to be re-vetted. And as much as I just take for granted my wife will permanently stay here, she's not a permanent citizen. She's a legal guest. So if it's not too much for my own wife, the mother of our four American citizen children, then it doesn't bother me that countries that have already been identified by a prior administration as needing extra scrutiny, that doesn't bother me that they would go through that extra scrutiny.
The new ban doesn't necessarily make Clymer feel safer, but he says he's happy that the president is living up to his campaign promises. For the California Report, I'm Molly Peterson in Riverside.
One place where Americans disapprove of the president's immigration policies is on deportations. According to that Quinnipiac University poll that I told you about just a few moments ago, 59% of Americans say undocumented people should be allowed to stay and become citizens. And that's essentially how the people I talked to outside of Jamul in San Diego County feel. Many, like Michael Ryan, say immigrants should come into the country legally.
I'm not for the illegal immigration, but since the government doesn't want to set a firm policy to enable people to come here easily, you're always going to have this until the government takes a stand.
Now, on this issue of a border wall, Ryan says it's a waste of money. Betty Green agrees with him.
No wall. Ugly.
Wouldn't do any good anyway.
That's Betty's sister, Judy Pierce.
I mean, you know, it doesn't do where it is. It doesn't do prevent people from coming over.
Now, lest you think these sisters are some kind of San Diego liberals, keep in mind that they migrated from the South. And they got into politics by becoming a certain type of Democrat.
Dixiecrat.
But even a Dixiecrat thinks a wall wouldn't work.
Support for the California Report comes from Wharton San Francisco, where executives can pursue an MBA immersed in the unique Bay Area ecosystem and access Wharton's globally connected network. Learn more at wharton.upenn.edu. Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. And the James Irvine Foundation, expanding economic and political opportunity for Californians who are working but struggling with poverty. More at irvine.org.
That's the California Report for Wednesday, February 1st, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm John Sepulveda. Have a great day.